I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 26th. Quincy Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan has announced he will not seek re-election this year. Phelan has served as Ward 5 Councilor for the past 4 years, but was also Ward 5 Councilor from 1988 to 1996, and was Chief Information Technology Officer for the city from 1997 to 2002, then again from 2008 to 2018. He also worked for Norfolk County from 2002 to 2008. Phelan currently serves as chairman of the City Council Finance Committee. All 9 city councilors and the mayor are up for re-election this year, along with 3 seats on the school committee. Representatives from CVS met with the Quincy City Council this week to discuss concerns about conditions at the pharmacy chains on Quincy Shore Drive and the Southern Artery. Tom Driscoll, a district leader with CVS, and attorney Peter Lyons met with councilors Monday to address those concerns. The managers of the stores were also present. During the meeting, Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris said he's not trying to get the CVS locations closed, but wants to open up a line of communication between the company, the city, and residents. Harris said some improvements have been made, but more needs to be done. He showed before and after pictures of the CVS on Quincy Shore Drive, showing that the fence around the store's dumpster had been repaired in recent weeks, but he said the dumpster was not being kept locked. The store is also working to eliminate a mice and rat problem. Harris also raised concerns about the condition of the fence that separates the parking lot from homes. CVS is working with its landlord to get the fence replaced and improve traffic flow. And Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy said his chief concern about the CVS on Southern Artery is the dumpster in back of the store and trash blowing around the property. Driscoll said he would recommend moving the dumpster to address McCarthy's concerns. City councilors on Monday unanimously approved a resolution opposing the demolition of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater and urging the Department of Natural Resources to renovate the facility ahead of its 40th anniversary next year. Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan and 6 of his colleagues introduced a resolution to that effect Monday night. All 9 councilors voted to approve the resolution and referred to the council's oversight committee. The amphitheater at Pageant Field in Marymount Park was dedicated in 1984 in honor of Gordon, a native of Quincy, who had a successful career in Hollywood as an actress and screenwriter. In March, a group of residents began to raise concerns about a proposal to demolish the amphitheater, which had been discussed at a meeting of the park board back in November. Bid documents for ongoing work at Pageant Field also referenced the amphitheater before they were amended. Phelan said Gordon is the most famous actor or actress to call Quincy home, having won an Academy Award, an Emmy, and a pair of Golden Globes. In recent weeks, a group of concerned citizens, including Sarah Traynor Callard, the daughter of the late T. Owen Traynor, the architect behind the amphitheater, have come forward with plans to renovate the venue. Phelan said the city should work with that group to renovate the amphitheater. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy announcing it has a seasonal employment position for a recreation fee technician. The fee technician is a uniformed representative of the Park Service welcoming people to the park. Primary duties include staffing the visitor center, which features books and memorabilia relating to the history of the Adams family and the formation of our nation. A fee technician also sells park passes and tickets to tours of the historic homes of the 2 presidents. Technicians also have an opportunity to interact with visitors, answering questions, and the pay is $20.32 per hour. It would last May through October. Right now, the park is scheduled to open on May 15th for the season. Well, the annual Senior Assassin Water Gun game, played by high school students every spring, is drawing a warning from police in Kingston after a close call. Officers said they got a 911 call Monday about somebody walking through the parking lot of a local business with a gun in their hand. The lot is near the Silver Lake Regional High School, and the call came near the end of the school day. Police sent multiple cruisers. When they got there, they found it was just a high school student with a squirt gun who was part of a group of teens playing Senior Assassin. Game involves students, usually high school seniors, assassinating each other with water guns to eliminate them from the game. Kingston police said the problem was the water gun looked like a real Glock firearm. They posted photos of both to show the striking similarities. Police departments want students to stop playing the game because it could lead to a tragedy. It is one tradition the school district would like to see end as well. However, students say it's innocent fun that can be kept safe as long as no one uses a gun that looks real. Authorities conducted a search yesterday after a boat washed ashore in Duxbury. Video shows the 24-foot Pearson flipped over as it washed up on the beach. It was about 8 o'clock yesterday morning. The person on board was nowhere to be found. The Coast Guard started a search from the air and on the water, along with officials in the area, later announcing the person who was thought to be missing was found safe. The man was located when he returned to the boat on the beach. Coast Guard said he left from Scituate on that boat, which he had just purchased last Friday. The man told authorities he fell asleep Monday night on board while he was on his way to Cape Cod and woke up when the boat ended up grounded on the beach. He says he left the boat because his cell phone wasn't working, trying to find help. Police have identified and spoken to the man, and the Coast Guard called off the search. The boat was removed yesterday. Police are praising the employees of a Lowe's in Dedham, who reportedly prevented a senior citizen from being scammed out of $10,000. According to Dedham police, the senior citizen was visiting from out of state. They received a pop-up message while checking their email that used the Microsoft logo. They were then told to call a specific phone number. When the senior citizen did, they were told that money from their bank account had been used to purchase child pornography. The bank account was frozen, the scammer said. The senior needed to pay to clear the account. The senior then went to a Lowe's to purchase gift cards, apparently to pay the fine. Employees at the store recognized the scam and convinced the person not to buy any. The employees then helped the senior get in touch with their financial account providers to make sure their money was safe. The tales of frustration over the MBTA are as old as some of the cars themselves, but in recent weeks, the Healey administration has made moves in an effort to clean up the troubled system. A report first published in the Boston Globe found that multiple members of the T's top brass had been working remotely, hundreds, and in some cases, thousands of miles away, all during the height of the safety and service issues that the T faced last summer. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll says that practice has been eliminated and some workers were fired. Driscoll said they were currently reviewing the MBTA's remote work policy and have already implemented changes that require certain workers to return to the state or lose their jobs. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 344 points. The NASDAQ dropped 238, and the S&P fell 65. Asian stocks also lower. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil is at $77 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose to the Hawks 119-117. Last night, final minutes of the game, pushing it to a Game 6 in Atlanta tomorrow night at 8:30. Bruins Game 5 is tonight at 7 o'clock against the Panthers at the Garden. The Red Sox beat Baltimore 8-6. Play at 1 o'clock again this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Cloudy today, high 56 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, low of 41. Scattered showers tomorrow, high of 57. Sunny 63 for Friday, and then shower Saturday with a high 57. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light northeast wind becomes easterly 10 to 15 knots later today. Next high tide, 5:10 p.m. Sunrise, 5:46, set at 7:37. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, April 26th.